The final Tuesday of every month, your questions for Mayor Spearman on Mayor's Minute on 94.1 CJOC. Mayor Spearman, thank you so much for joining us.
Always happy to be here.
We've got some questions. Let's get right into it, Sam.
Yep, let's jump in. So, with the city's closure of 43rd Street and the unwillingness of the city to open 28th Street, the city has created a sort of funnel on Mayor McGrath. This results in excessive traffic volumes, road rage, and numerous accidents. So, what is the city doing now to alleviate that problem? That question comes from Randy.
Yeah, well, that's certainly a controversial decision, and it's one that really began back about 2008. There was pressure from the people in that area to make sure that 43rd Street didn't flow straight through. They didn't want traffic flowing through to the big box stores through residential neighborhoods. So council made a decision to close 43rd Street at that time. And what we've been doing is trying to plan around that decision ever since. So people hope that 43rd Street will open, but in fact it won't. We're really talking about 47th Street and ultimately something in the 50s that will be the straight through around road as the city grows. We monitor traffic volumes and we monitor traffic accidents. We haven't seen a significant increase in accident volumes on Mayor McGrath Drive South. If there was one, we would react to that.
All right. Now, this is something that came through a city committee, and it's a report that got published. A lot of talk about downtown here in Lethbridge over the past couple of years, and the committee reported positive signs and success for downtown. Can you just touch on that and what they found a little bit?
Sure. It's the heart of the city committee, and of course, that is the stakeholders, the businesses in the downtown. And certainly, they're interested in having a clean and safe downtown, welcoming spaces where people want to come. And we want to make sure that we provide the supports for them. So you've been hearing about some of the cleanliness programs that we've implemented and funded, the safety and security programs that have been funded by the city through the police. And we think that we're going to be making greater progress. There's been some controversy in the downtown with the implementation of the new parking meters and, of course, the drug issues that we've had and experienced like any other city. We're trying to deal effectively with those as well.
Yeah.
If you've got your questions, you can get them in for the final Tuesday of every month, Mayor's Minute on CJOC. You can go to cjocfm.com or you can always get a hold of us here in studio. Mayor Spearman, I know the Watch program starting up tomorrow in downtown and in the city as well. Do you want to touch on that at all?
Yeah, it's a greater visibility of uniform presence. So this is to supplement the police, basically to provide information to the police, additional eyes and ears on the ground in the downtown to assist with safety and security. The community peace officers will start in July in addition to the watch program. So there'll be a lot more uniform presence, and we think that people should feel safe and confident in the downtown.
Mayor Spearman in the final Tuesday of every month for Mayor's Minute. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure. We're looking forward to the grand opening of the Leisure Center. The soft opening, if you like. I would encourage the community to come out and see it on Saturday from 10 o'clock onwards. The largest single municipal investment in the city of Lethbridge.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.